Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Michael Bennett is on the phone with us from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Michael, welcome. Great to have you here.
Hi, thanks. It's good to be on.
And you're a high school student in Fayetteville?
That's correct.
What year are you in high school?
This is my last year.
So I'm senior in high school. And what's your musical background?
Well, I started piano lessons when I was about 7, and I hated it. But then I learned Fur Elise and realized how much fun the piano really was. But then I played the piano for my church one time and got so nervous I forgot the song and had to quit in the middle of it. But then the next time I played in public was for my sister's graduation, and it actually went great. So it went from doing something small to something pretty big.
Excellent. Well, so you've been playing for, what, 10 years now or so?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's see how you and the piano puzzler get along. Bruce will play a piano puzzler, and then your job will be to try to name a tune that's hidden in there, and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And, Michael, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on the composer or the tune, we can do a little bit of musical brainstorming together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Michael, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Interesting puzzler this week.
Yes.
So, Michael, what did you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, I didn't catch the tune, but the composer reminded me of Bach or Beethoven.
Well, pick one.
Bach.
Yes!
Johann Sebastian Bach, absolutely. And Bruce, what did you do to make this in the style of Bach?
Well, basically, the right hand is playing a very Bach-like, what's often called polyphonic melody, a melody that almost accompanies itself. It has a lot of back-and-forth dialogue, even with one line. For example, so you feel almost a dialogue between a lower and a higher voice. Now, the other thing is the texture. The two-voice texture has the feeling of a violin solo and a voice or a continual line in manner of a chorale cantata, where you might have a famous tune and a violin line. So that gives you something to think about there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had the sense that the melody was not necessarily on top all the way through.
Yes, I would say it never was.
Okay. Well, that'll help maybe if we listen to this a second time.
Yeah.
Michael, would that help to listen to it one more time through to try to figure out the tune?
Yeah, all the activity in the top, actually the tune is never there. It's in the so-called bass line.
In the so-called bass line. Okay, let's listen for that so-called bass line the second time through. Thank you.
something, would it be God Rest You Merry Gentlemen?
Yes.
Absolutely right. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach. And the tune, it sounded like it was right there, but it's down below that upper line. So your attention is sometimes drawn to the upper part, but the tune is right there in the lower part.
And basically, I treated the tune as if it were a bass line. So your ear doesn't pay as much attention to it unless you really make it do so.
Interesting. Well, Michael, well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you named the tune, you named the composer, you got 100% on the Piano Puzzler this week. And for playing our Piano Puzzler on the air with Bruce and me, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful.
So some music for you to play at home from that Piano Puzzler. Michael, how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
I listen to it when it's broadcasted on my local radio station.
And what's your public radio station?
KUAS.
KUAF. Michael Bennett from Fayetteville, Arkansas. A real pleasure to have you on our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thanks. It was fun being on.
That was fun to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.